study today the effect of being apprehended by the burnt offering, and the, I'm not the burnt offering, the ashes of the red heifer. It's an incredible concept.
The effect of being
apprehended by. Go to Titus chapter 1. Titus. It's Hebrew then. I mean, you got it? It's just before Hebrews. An incredible sentence. Unto the pure, all things are pure. 15. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being an abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. So there's no neutral ground. Under the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled. And the word defiled, I can't remember the Greek word for it, but it means unclean by all the things that we've talked about being in touch with a dead body or all the other issues that cause uncleanness. So unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and their conscience is defiled. Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Everybody believe it? Let's go to 1 Peter. Right after Hebrews. Well, it's James and then 1 Peter. Chapter 4. Now this is in some cases this is preached that there, in many cases, today's Christianity, that suffering means that you have, they don't know about defilement and all that, but they say if you're suffering, it's because of secret sin. And so this is why this next scripture is so important. In verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing had happened. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. So if you the evidence of a false gospel is first, they don't have any concept of the pure, all things are pure. And the other second is they think it's strange if they're suffering. In fact, suffering is evidence that you're defiled by sin or something. You understand that? This answer is given thousands of times when someone like makes a vow of faith and isn't healed and pays it. And then they call the so-called prayer warriors and they told them it's because you have secret sin in your life. Anyway, that just fries me. Go to John 15. Verse 1. I am the true or genuine vine, you are my, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Clean, pure. Now you are clean through the word.
When he says word there, does he mean any particular words or just all words?
It's just words. But it's not
him himself.
Yeah. Well, no, it's talking about what he's saying. But the words that I have spoken unto you. All right, let's go to Luke 11. We just studied this shortly ago. Verse 37. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to food, meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, now do the Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. That's another clean, pure, giving alms of what you have and all things. Why? What does that have to do with anything? Remember, everything in this Bible is about location of sphere. There's no should or ought to. If you're in him and the mystery is in you, then these things you will do. It's guaranteed. If you're in him, you will give alms of what you possess. If you're not in him, you will gather and calculate. Just do like the regular Gentiles do. This is giving alms is after tithing. All right. Now let's look at something else, this word abstain. It's apekomai. Let's go to Acts 15.
Fifteen.
1:50 and 1:5. Let's start in verse. This is the council at Jerusalem. And it was the council that decided that what Peter was doing and teaching was wrong. Namely, that and it's all he abstaining from foods and all that. But then Paul makes this incredible plea. Oh, I don't know where to start. Well, they don't know where to start. Start at verse 1.
Acts 15:1.
And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the coming, the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all of the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them or through them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which were now Christians, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much discussion, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt you God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Now this is the Simeon that was that appeared at the circumcision of Christ and declared that the mystery of God was going to the Gentiles. And here the Apostle James is quoting this Simeon. That's one of the reasons, you know, we talked about that even, I guess last night or whenever, we've talked about, yeah, it was last night because we were studying the consolations. So this Simeon had to be pretty high up there for James to feel it necessary to quote him. Simeon had to be a pretty high up there, a man of...
Yeah.
All right. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I'll return and will build up again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and that all Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things, knowing unto God that all his works from the beginning of the world. Knowing unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old hath time, hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Okay, so that pleased everybody, and so from then on there was no more circumcision talk. But the word abstain there is the same word. It's apekomai. And it means be fed up. You've spent a lifetime making offerings to idols. You should be fed up with it by now. You should be fed up with fornication, going somewhere other than God for your sustenance. So here, abstain, we hear as don't do. In spirit, it just means be fed up with it. If you're not fed up with it, you're going to continue to do it. You understand? All right, let's look at a couple others. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Just one verse, verse 3, chapter 4, 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Be fed up with it. Be fed up, and it's not talking just, it's talking about sexual fornication, and it's talking about going somewhere else other than the Father for your sustenance. Be fed up with fornication. Abstain from fornication. Let's go over to chapter 5. Start in verse 16. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, etc., etc. So again, abstain, be fed up with even the appearance of evil. All right, let's go to 1 Timothy. Just the next page. In my Bible, yeah. Chapter 4. You know, it's more than one page, two pages. Let's start in verse 16 of chapter 3. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And the one, the notation there, the thought that should jump out and hit you. As he was manifest in the flesh, but he was never justified in the flesh. He was justified only in the spirit. Manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. So the idea of self-justification is abhorrent to the mystery of God. All right. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2. Again, let's start in verse 23 of chapter 1. Being born again, or born from above, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And the word there is rhema. The word made flesh in you. It's rhema. Well, that's not what we're studying. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones or alive stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the stone is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And this is, we said a lot to say this one verse. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts which war against the soul. Abstain, be fed up with anything that is time dependent or changes with time, place, or circumstance. Be fed up. Amen. So, unto the pure, all things are pure. But if you've been defiled, there's nothing pure. You've touched the dead body without it being dealt with by the ashes. Remain unclean and impure. Amen. You're chewing on your finger. That must mean something.
Yeah. Let me just put you in a hole here.
Do what?
Kind of put you in the hole. You have to see something to be unclean or to be clean.
That's exactly right.
And so when you find yourself in this position, hopefully you have eyes to perceive it. Then your apprehension lies in the finished work of Christ, the word that He spoke.
Let's just read it again, what it says. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate.
And so that's the grand threshold. It's your death, your clean. Still alive trying to make it work, you're unclean. You're giving effort to make yourself clean, you're unclean. You're going to accept your death.
Again, if you've touched the dead body, again, you are clean, then you touch the dead body, you're unclean.
Right.
You are the dead body. You touch it by giving your mind breath.
Right.
Then you're unclean again.
And you're apprehended again.
Well, that's what the whole thing about confession and vulnerability to a Seder. That's what the Seder means. Confess your fault one to another. Confess that you might be cleansed. It's not a me, it's an us. And so this is why there's fire and everything else, but it's the purpose of it is this mystery of His life alone in us. So I exhort you, every time the Seder meets, there should be this time of confession. And it should be as natural as breathing. Called out.
Yeah, and then that's picking up of the cross moment, and you go, ooh. Suddenly
that whole thing is repeating itself in Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of chatter, and I say, does anybody have anything to say? And then there's silence. Then I start calling people out, and then they get mad at me. Nothing changes.
You know, that's a good statement. Because I think we think things change, but we're the same as these guys throughout.
We have the potential of being the same if we're only empty. All right. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Take a big guy here.